Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I'm doing this interview on Friday, July the 3rd, on my side patio, and it's like 85 degrees, a gentle summer breeze. And when I do these interviews, I always think, what should the headline be when I post it? And the headline of this conversation will be why we need minor league baseball. Nathan Beliva is the voice of the Peoria Chiefs minor league baseball Midwest League. Of course, we travel to the Davenport area to see the River Bandits, or down to Burlington to see the Bees, or up to Clinton to see their minor league franchise. Bummer, Nathan Beliva, voice of the Peoria Chiefs. So the question is, why do we need minor league baseball? Thanks for helping me out today.
Absolutely. You know, it's what a challenge this year's been. And, you know, at least for us in Peoria, and I know all those cities you mentioned, which are great places to go to, and varying in sizes of town and stadium and all that. But the thing that all four teams, Peoria, Burlington, Quad Cities, and Clinton, have in common is ties to the community and community involvement. And I think that's the thing that people, at least around Peoria, are missing the most, especially this weekend. You know, we're not going to have the big 4th of July. We would have been home for the 4th and the 5th, and we would have had 8,000 people in the ballpark staying after the game to watch the fireworks that go off from the Illinois River. It's a great view from a mile away from our stadium. It looks right over onto it, and that's just something that we're all missing this week, and it's things like that. You know, all of those teams that you mentioned plus us do many other things in the community, whether it's a reading program with schools or an educational system, hosting 5Ks and charity. Quad Cities does all their stuff with the with Genesis there, with all their amusement park rides where they donate money. And Burlington's got a big community fun day that they do every year. We've been there for a couple of those, and we do stuff. I mean, I've run our community relations stuff for the last 3-4 years here. You know, and we donate over $300,000 worth of money and tickets in the community to different auctions and schools and prizes and different things like that. And so, you know, obviously those events haven't been happening this year either. So, you know, that it's a big loss for the community when we don't have things like minor league baseball, in addition to the obvious of just having something else to do in the community on a warm summer night, and go out and let the kids run around and play in the inflatable games and run the bases and get autographs and do something fun, you know, minus that part too. So it's a big blow right now.
Well, and I know it's so strange because it's funny. I was talking to the director of the Department of Agriculture, I think yesterday or a couple days ago. You know, the state fair has been canceled, of course, and you know, the Mercer County Fair here locally in Aledo is scheduled to start next week. Of course, they've all been casualties of the pandemic, and I asked Director Costello, you know, how surreal is it when you're going to drive by the state fairgrounds in August and not see anybody there, nothing. And then for you, you know, living in the Peoria area and being ingrained and being the voice of the Chiefs and doing games, how weird is it when you drive by Dozer Park here, for example, if you drive by there today and there ain't no game? I mean, how surreal is that?
It's nuts to me. I've been here, including my intern year. This would have been my 19th season involved in Peoria Chiefs baseball one way or another. 18 as a broadcaster and 1 year as a media intern. And I live in West Peoria, which is right off of Bradley's campus. And so I'm a 5-minute drive, to the ballpark, and, you know, going anywhere, pretty much, you know, like if I'm going home to Springfield to visit my parents, I drive by the ballpark, which I'll do tomorrow. If I'm driving over to Buffalo Wild Wings in East Peoria or any Walmart, you know, any of that stuff, I drive by it. And, you know, there's no cars and there's nobody there, and it's eerie. I've been in there once, or actually twice. I went to our curbside pickup and got some food, and wanted to see the couple people that are still working, and chat with them for a little bit. But man, it's weird, and it's weird to have a night off in the summer, you know, like for you, and to be having a Friday night off in December if there was no basketball, you know, something like that. And I've not had a night off in the summer. We get occasional nights off during the season that are a Monday or a Tuesday night where maybe we play an 11 a.m. game or we have the day off. But to have I haven't had a Friday night off in the summer since 2001, put it that way. So it's weird. And then, of course, on the other side of things, it sucks because there's nothing to do, you know? So it's not like I can, you know, go down to a Cardinals game or go to Six Flags or, you know, go do something around here because there's still nothing to do. So, you know, that part's bizarre. But yeah, seeing that stadium empty in the summer, to me, is just heartbreaking. And you know, I've been telling people I look forward to April. Hopefully, you know, the pandemic is over and things are to some kind of new sense of normalcy and we're allowed to have fans in the ballpark and we can just have one big party, you know, on whatever that first home game is next April. And, you know, we're not going to be complaining that it's 38 degrees at first pitch or, you know, that it's red. Like a couple of people were joking today in the industry that, you know, I'm sorry for all those times I complained that we had to pull tarp, or I'm sorry for all those times I complained it was too hot in the press box, you know, because right now we would take that in a heartbeat. So it's, it's frustrating for sure. And it's eerie to see that place sitting empty in July.
All right. Now, I know you're not an economics professor and a PhD from Bradley University. I get that. But how concerned are you about the impact moving forward? I know you told me off the air you've been furloughed since May 1. We've seen the impact of minor league baseball now being canceled. You know, the talk of contraction with maybe some of these franchises being eliminated. Now, I think Peoria is in a good place with Dozer Park. I think the River Bandits are in a good place with Modern Woodman Ballpark. But maybe some of these other franchises in the Midwest League, maybe there should be concern. Or is there concern? I mean, maybe that's a better question. How concerned are you about the future?
Yeah, I'm massively concerned about this entire industry, and the thing that sucks the most right now is nobody knows. You know, they've been spent considerable time and very worthwhile time negotiating between MLB and the Players Association so they can hopefully get this, shortened season started here in a couple of weeks. But that put all the negotiations with minor league baseball on hold. You know, they were heating up in February and March. We were hearing different rumors all the time. And they haven't negotiated really since the shutdown started. So they've got to go back and do that. We don't know. We don't know what teams are going to end up on that list. You know, there was a published account once, and then there was a published account twice, and then it kind of went away. So we don't know if that's been agreed to. We don't know if those teams are going to change. There were new rumors last week of some teams that aren't in minor league baseball right now that are in independent leagues that might become coming into minor league baseball, which obviously means other teams would have to leave. We don't know what level we'll be at. We don't know. The only thing that we really know is that travel and money was one of the concerns. So, you know, you look at Quad Cities, Peoria, King County, like, will we go to play the teams that are currently in the Eastern Division? Will we make that 8-hour bus trip to Bowling Green, which is a 10-hour bus trip for Quad Cities? Will we make the trip to Michigan and Ohio? Right now, for the last decade, we've done that every other year. And they come to us in those opposite seasons. Will we only play teams in the West? Will it be like a 4-team division? And it might be, you know, Cedar Rapids, you know, maybe it's the Iowa teams in one division and it's us, King County, and the Wisconsin teams in another, and you play them 25. We have no idea. And off of that, then our teams have no idea what it's going to cost and how many employees they're going to have. Almost every minor league team has furloughed or laid off people. You know, so when people go back, will they go back the same as they were? I would guess not. You know, will I go back in a full-time position? I have no idea. Will I go back and have different job responsibilities? I have no idea. So, you know, that's something that is going to change everything. There were even rumors that we may not be A-ball anymore in the Midwest League. And again, that's just a rumor. That we might become a high A league or something different. So nobody knows. And that's something we'll find out, come this offseason. It's way above my pay grade. I have no actual information, and I just know the rumors I read in Baseball America just like everybody else, because that's, you know, Baseball America, Ballpark Digest, you know, The Athletic, those three have covered it pretty well on Twitter and online forums. So, you know, from those guys and gals that cover minor league baseball in the industry, that's where I've gotten most of my information. Then obviously talking to other broadcasters and seeing what they've heard, but, you know, they're not telling, like, you could ask a minor league team owner and they're not being told anything right now because there's nothing to be told. So, you know, we don't really know. And we'll, I guess we'll all find out together, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and then that dynamic, and again, I want to be sure that everyone knows, this is Nathan Beliva speaking to Jim Taylor, and he's not representing anyone in this conversation. So this is your opinion. So, you know, I'm hopeful that Major League Baseball happens. I really question whether it will. I know, you know, these camps have opened at ballparks here this week. But if you see the other domino fall, that there is no season. Now, as we speak today, we're talking on July 3rd, there is a baseball season, that's Major League Baseball season, that is going to be played, a shortened 60-game season. Again, effective July 3rd, we're talking. But if the Major League Baseball season is indeed canceled altogether in 2020, now, is that another domino that will have an impact on minor league baseball, you think?
I don't know how that would directly impact it. You know, I know it's frustrating for some of these minor league players that aren't getting to play right now. So that, I guess that part would affect it, that you'll have some guys that would go to these camps. You know, the Cardinals have not announced a whole lot of their minor leaguers that are going to go to their summer camp in Springfield. But some other teams did take some prospects among their 60. The Cardinals still have, I think, 15 spots that are open. So they could add like a Nolan Gorman, who was with us last year, and people like that. They did take our catcher from last year, Ivan Herrera, as one of the few catchers that they have in St. Louis at the big camp. So those guys are getting to play. But, you know, like a guy who was drafted in the 25th round that maybe was in A-ball last year for the first year, there's nowhere for them to play. They can't go play in the Northwoods League, you know, that's for the college students or the other prospect leagues and stuff like that. I know there were a couple minor leaguers that were venting their frustration on Twitter the other day that a college player, you know, got to play in, you know, 20 plus games before their season was canceled. Now they can go play in some of these wood bat leagues, so they kind of get two seasons, whereas a professional player doesn't get any, you know, and there's not a whole lot for them to do. But I don't know that them playing or not playing this year impacts minor leagues as a whole. You know, it's mostly just about Major League Baseball with Rob Manfred and his employees and his top advisors getting with Pat O'Connor from the Minor League Baseball office and his lawyers and advisors and the people he has on his negotiating committee, and figuring out what the landscape of minor league baseball is going to look like in 2021. And you know, like I said earlier, Baseball America and The Athletic have cover that the best, so people can go read on where it stood in March, because I don't think the needle has moved much since then. I think that once we hit July 24th and there is or isn't a game played, then I think those negotiations will start up again. That's kind of what Pat O'Connor hinted at in his quotes that were run everywhere on Tuesday after the cancellation of the season, that, hey, you know, we're ready to sit back down to the negotiation table now and let's see what we can hammer out. So I think that's going to have the biggest impact on minor league baseball in 2021.
All right. You know, when I look at minor league baseball as it relates to Peoria and the Quad Cities and why I think they're in a good place, is the partnerships that have been developed. I know in the Quad Cities they have the naming rights with Modern Woodman that sits across the river from Davenport, of course, which is important. And then, you know, the Chiefs have the nice relationship with Cat in Peoria, which I think is important. So that's why I think they're on pretty good grounds. And then I think that, you know, the major league team relationship, I think even Peoria is in a better shape than the Quad Cities. You know, the Quad Cities, their affiliate agreement is with the Astros, you know, and they're, of course, the Cardinals with Peoria. I think that's a benefit to the market down there. But in terms of that, from a Peoria standpoint, I think you got to feel pretty good about that Cat relationship, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, you know, our GM, Jason Mott, when he talked in his press conference on Wednesday, talked extensively about the relationship with the Cardinals, as you mentioned there, and having a good relationship there both ways. So that's obviously a good thing. And, yeah, you know, with many businesses down here in Peoria, we've had a really good relationship. I know that's going to be a challenge for our GM, Jason Mott, and Ben Garrett, our director of corporate partnerships, because, you know, some of those companies, you know, they didn't get a full season this year to have things displayed. So I know they're coming up with make goods on all of that stuff, and it's just like that for all the teams at all the levels, you know, and getting making sure those companies are happy, because we don't survive, you know, really in any business without our partners and corporate partners, especially and our season ticket holders and that kind of thing. But yeah, you know, Caterpillar's got the naming rights, and then there's, you know, 15 to 20 companies that have got the wall signs out there, both here in Peoria. You know, Burlington's got the wall signs, Quad City's got some, and Clinton is got a bunch. So yeah, those are the companies that you you know, you survived because of them, and you've got good, strong relationships with them, and that's the key to any, you know, community ballpark like this and community team, and that's big for minor league baseball.
All right, just quickly changing direction here. You know, I think about this pandemic and you know, all sectors that has impact. And I'm speaking now specifically as it relates to sports now in Illinois. And I really loved my relationship with Peoria and Interscholastic Athletics. Now, you know, you look at this pandemic and how Peoria has been impacted since the middle of March, okay? So you lose the actual games of the state basketball tournament, all right? We get that. Bradley qualifies. They win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament. They're going to go to the NCAA tournament. Bam, that's canceled. So Peoria loses following the Braves in the NCAA tournament. Minor league baseball doesn't start. So the Chiefs lose that. Then minor league baseball is canceled. Chiefs lose that. IHSA spring sports are canceled. So you lose Dozer Park hosting the state baseball tournaments. Bam. And then, of course, East Peoria and Eastside Center, which is such a great venue. You lose the IHSA state softball. Bam. Then boom. The IHSA announces that the state boys basketball tournament is moving to Champaign next year. So Peoria didn't even get to have the last hurrah for hosting the state basketball tournament. So I guess long story short, man, I'm feeling it for Peoria. Man,
yeah, right.
It's been a tough sledding here the last couple of months. The pandemic stinks, doesn't it?
Yeah, 2024 Peoria has not been good. You know, all those things you mentioned, plus, you know, a bunch of different events, you know, just like everybody else that has any kind of arena, you know, the Civic Center had all of their concerts and the Broadway shows and any of their performances, all of that stuff canceled, and you know, the 4th of July being canceled down on the riverfront, and all the other riverfront festivals that were going on. I'm sure Quad Cities is the same way on both sides of the river with different events there. But yeah, it started with the IHSA basketball tournament. You know, the teams were here for 1A and 2A. I was supposed to be working, you know, that weekend with the TV crew, like I had done for the girls tournament over at ISU the weekend before. I was going to be in the truck for a couple of those games and working those. And, then we lose that and, you know, baseball, which would have been at the stadium, as you mentioned, you know, softball, they do such a great job over there at Eastside Center. And then to lose the tournament altogether. And I know that was a big blow here too. Selfishly for me, I mean, hopefully I'll still work it, with the TV crew, even going over to Champaign, but you know, then that's a more than a 5-minute drive for me. But you look at all the other businesses that'll be impacted by that, the restaurants that are downtown, the hotels that are there, you know, the economic impact on the city losing that is awful. And I know the Commissioner of Visitors Bureau has, they've had an impact because of that too. You know, I know they've got employees that are on furlough from losing all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they don't know the people that worked that tournament and ran it, you know, they don't know what their jobs are going to look like moving forward, without that big event, because it's not just like you showed up and played games on Friday and Saturday, especially with the March Madness experience, you know, all that stuff took, you know, weeks and months and whatnot to put together and to organize and to do all that stuff. And there were a lot of moving parts and volunteers and everything. So I know some people around the state are super excited it went to Champaign, but those of us here in Peoria are definitely feeling it. So, you know, not fun at all as far as 2020 goes. I know Bradley the same way. You know, they not only that with basketball, but they did not play a home baseball game. I'm not sure if they got a softball game in over at their ballpark or not, but they played baseball with us at Dozer Park, and I believe they were on their spring break trip in Florida. Their home opener was supposed to be the 25th or 26th against Western Illinois there of March, and the Missouri Valley was one of the first conferences to cancel altogether. You know, so they didn't play a home baseball game. So that's going to have an impact on them as well. You know, and now I know that all colleges are in the same boat where they don't know what's going to happen come fall with, you know, here in Bradley without football, but having soccer and volleyball is those money making sports, and then having some of the other, you know, the other smaller sports as well. So, you know, it's been tough for everybody sports wise. I know the Louisville Slugger Complex just opened back up. I know they've been hosting some youth tournaments out there, and so is the Eastside Center. I got a buddy from Chicago who texted to see if I was going to be around next weekend because his 14-year-old daughter's playing in a softball tournament at Louisville Slugger at Eastside. So, you know, maybe I'll get out there and check out a couple of those games and visit with them. So at least some stuff's starting to go on now. But overall, it's just been a disaster, you know, pandemic-wise for Peoria in 2020. Peoria, East Peoria, you know, everything here is just been a no-go.
Well, and that's why, and we don't have time to talk about it, but that's why I think it's so frustrating for people is when you're seeing youth sports, they're basically full go everywhere now.
Right,
but you can't do IHSA stuff, you can't do minor league baseball, you can't do anything, but you drive by any youth athletic complex, and it doesn't even look like we've even heard the word pandemic. So that's another frustrating part for the fans too. So we wrap up here. Nathan Believe, again, longtime relationship with the Peoria Chiefs, the voice of the Chiefs. You know, again, I guess the perfect way to finish this conversation, why does this state, why does this region, why does this country need minor league baseball?
You know, it's just so big. It's more than anybody really realizes. I think until you lose it like we did this year, and then you see that massive hole that's in the schedule for the summer, you know, maybe not as much in April and so when it's cold out and school's still in, but you really feel it now, you know, and out in the community, whether it's Quad Cities and the River Bandits, Burlington, Clinton, Cedar Rapids, us, you know, those are all teams that are doing things in the community. They've got their mascot out there. They've got, you know, things at the ballpark for the family to do. You know, it's very affordable. You compare it to going normally to a Cardinals game or a Cubs game or a White Sox game, despite the, you know, without paying for the travel, just to pay to get in the ballpark, you know, and all of that stuff. And you're doing it at our place because you can find a night at any of those ballparks where there's a ticket deal, and you can find a night with a dollar beer or a dollar soda or a dollar hot dog or maybe even a quarter hot dog or whatever it might be. And that's the thing, you know, stuff for kids to do, really trying to grow the next young generation as baseball fans, because I think we all know that follow sports that's been a problem for the last 10, 15 years, that football and basketball have surpassed baseball in popularity with the younger generation. So I think minor league baseball has been a big part of bringing that back in, having concerts, having, you know, superstars and, you know, those other entertainment acts to make the kids laugh and enjoy it and have fun. And we make the players fan friendly and have them signing autographs and all that good stuff. And I think that's just the big thing that communities need is affordable, fan friendly, family friendly, and good, clean, you know, entertainment. And, you know, you get a baseball game too with that fun part. Sometimes that gets lost because the entertainment's the big thing, the fireworks show or the concert or whatever. And then, hey, there's a baseball game too. You know, and having fun stuff, Star Wars nights and Harry Potter nights and all that great stuff. That's what it's about. When you see those kids smiling when they walk out of there because they got their picture taken with somebody dressed up as R2-D2 or Cinderella or, you know, Harry Potter. And it might be an intern dressed up, you know, might be a 19-year-old kid that goes to Bradley dressed up as Cinderella or Aladdin. A 5-year-old doesn't know that. You know, they're getting their picture taken and they've had their day made, and that's awesome. When we see them walk out of there holding that bobblehead and clutching the softy ball that got thrown from the field or whatever, and they've got that huge smile on their face, that's what it's all about. Pete Vanacken taught us that, or taught me that, because I worked with, you know, under him and Rocky for the better part of a decade, and that's what he taught me. You know, make the kids smile, and their parents are going to bring them back, because the kids are going to want to go, and when a 6-year-old's begging for something, they get it, you know? So Pete always tried to make the kids smile. He taught that to me and to those of us that were fortunate enough to work for him, and that's what we try to do, and that's what minor league baseball is all about.
Amen, brother, and you didn't even mention anything about bobbleheads, man.
Well, we had a few of them. We had a Joey Turkey one to celebrate friends. That was our fun one for this year. Last year we did the Recyclops one from The Office. And this year it was Joey with a turkey on his head for the 25th anniversary of Friends, and that was supposed to be early August. So I'm sure when they show up, the team will do something. So if anybody's interested in them, you know, they can follow the Chiefs at Peoria Chiefs on Twitter and Facebook and the website, because I know they started selling the Dylan Carlson and Tommy Edman ones, and I'm sure they'll do the same with that Joey Friends one and all that stuff. So they've been doing a bunch of stuff. It's been awesome to watch from afar. You know, I haven't been part of it the last couple of months, but it's still been cool to watch what my guys and are doing in there, and you know, I'm proud to be part of it. So hopefully everybody that's up there will check out the Chiefs on social media and be a part of what they're doing, even though there's no season this year.
All right, really great insight. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
The longtime voice of the Peoria Chiefs, man. We need it, man. Minor League Baseball, bring it back in 2021. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.